From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Malian officials say there are no more hostages being held at a luxury hotel attacked by Islamist militants Friday morning. It was not clear if Malian forces have cleared out all the gunmen who stormed the Radisson Blu in Bamako. Katerina Hoja is reporting on the scene for VOA.
Well, it is a place for Westerners. You have UN staff staying there. We know that there are a lot of foreigners staying there.
Earlier reports said the militants took 170 captives. About 80 have been freed, while gunmen have killed at least three. The U.S. military's Africa Command says the rescued hostages include six U.S. citizens. It says U.S. military personnel are helping outside the hotel. The European Union tightened control of its perimeter borders Friday in the aftermath of last week's deadly Paris attacks. The measures include new checks on the passage of Europeans returning to the formerly passport-free zone. European Justice and Interior Ministers met in emergency session in Brussels, looking for ways to control the external border of the 22 EU nations, plus non-EU Norway, Switzerland, Iceland, and Liechtenstein. Now, the EU said, the travelers will not only have their passports examined as they enter the bloc, but personal information will be compared with databases and an airline passenger name registry. Europe's passport-free zone has come under sharp scrutiny following the revelation that the Belgian mastermind of the Paris attacks apparently fought with the Islamic State in Syria and then returned to Paris. This is